Is that not correct?
Yeah,
everything is content. So even the building of the concept is content. So even if you don't put it out right away, you could always
and build off that.
You could always use it later.
You said OG got the editing on his phone, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He can record this all day. I can record this all day. I don't gotta publish it. But I can record him all day. You know
that's
what I'm
like
saying?
A dry run, like a dry run. We do it and then we review it after before you even put it out there.
Sometimes you'll get bits and pieces of the conversation. You'll be like, damn, but we should have got that on you know what
so
I'm saying?
Me, that's how music is for me. So I get when Buzz will be saying, yo, I need you in the studio. You know what I'm saying? I don't do the lyrics and shit, but I'm smart enough and live the life enough to know that. But it's like that time and point when I got it in my head, you know what I'm saying? And I got that mojo, I need to really grab that and catch that vibe. So I get what you're saying. It's the moment. It's in the essence. Let's just put it down. Let's get this podcast going.
Yeah, it could be both. It could be some podcasts. We like, yo, we doing this, specifically in this podcast. But then it's sometimes where if we all just kicking it, somebody come through. Like, yo, let's just put this shit on. Yeah. In the moment. Because that's life. And there's nothing more relatable than that.
Not factual.
So, and that's what we got to do to touch the people. The people need to know that we relatable. At the end of the day. And that's where I go with it. Even with random conversations, I'm to the point now where even if I'm in the street and I hear some people talking about some real shit.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'll ask him like, yo, could I cut in this conversation and record this? Because it's an important conversation. There's a lot of important conversations. Think about this New York City. What is it, like 8 million people here or some shit like that? Right. It's a lot of important conversations happening that probably the world need to hear.
We got to get it out there.
Exactly. And that's, maybe that's the direction we go with the podcast.
Straight rolling and cut.
Talk gritty. That's why I said that. You know what I'm saying?
Say that.
Talk gritty.
All right, right now, bro, you gotta give me something good, man. Something so we can go. Oh, yeah.
I gave you me.
Yo, man. Y'all already know what it is, man.
You know what though, bro? You gotta give them. I say you give them who you are. Let them know your story. Who are you? We know you can rap. That's my introduction to you. You can rap, but who's Rod Nitty?
Yeah.
Let the world know.
Rod Nitty.
What you been through? Why? What got you to say that I'm? Yeah. What got you to be like, this music is what I need. This is why I gotta make this happen.
You know what? But music, basically, I don't need music. Music need me. You understand what I'm saying? I'm just getting that straight. I don't need music. Music need me. But Rod Nitty is, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna tell you what it stands for, first of all. You know what I'm saying? Rod is half my name, which is Rasheen. Nitty is not T's, it's double D's and a Y at the end. Stand for niggas is definitely dying young. So I'm gonna give you my story, which is I was at a point in my life where I felt like I don't belong here. I might not even make it to C16. But before that even happened, I went in the joint. I got the regular story like everybody else. I did 12 and a half joints. You know what I'm saying? I've been out long time. And I'm just gonna tell a story like everybody else. You know, everybody else I like artists that's coming out right now. Don't get me wrong. It's a lot of people that's telling a story in a different aspect. I'm just giving it to you in a more fashionable form. Like, I'm not the bounce around motherfucker and all that. All
right, let me ask you a question. It's OG Slow right here.
All
right,
Slow.
I'm gonna ask you a question. What you think about today's artists?
What's that?
You talking about the mumble rap,
What's my mumble rap?
That's trap music.
That's
what
it is.
They call it trap music.
Well, I call it mumble rap because I don't know what the hell they talking about.
All right, I'm going to give you my point on mumble rap. I only listen to it because it be on my daughter's fucking music and shit.
I'm being honest.
I got a fucking 11-year-old and she's on Musical.ly and that's the shit. And I be wondering, like, who the fuck is this? You know what I mean? And you hear certain shit through other people. It's like, yo, you heard this, that, and third. It, for me, I don't follow this shit at all.
I don't even know these artists' names. Can y'all name some of them artists that's out right now?
Like, an artist to me is a person that.
You know.
All right, listen. An artist, first of all, is not just a person that could just take paint together and paint you that picture like that shit right there. You understand what I'm saying? I could give it to you verbally. I could give you that picture verbally. I just sit down, give me about an hour and a half, and I give you a story on these two Chinese bitches right here. You understand what I'm saying? At the end of the day. But that's the picture. You know what I mean? But it's the truth. These niggas ain't talking about nothing. Like, what the fuck is they talking about?
Alright,
yo. You got niggas with Kool-Aid hair and shit.
Hey, what you think about today's artist?
I mean, it is what it is, man. Like, that's a new genre of music. You know what I think it is? A lot of hip-hop artists is complaining about it not being hip-hop, but it's not hip-hop.
I don't think it's hip-hop. What is it?
It's trap music. It's their own genre.
What the fuck is
that? What is trap music?
That
genre that you're talking about.
I mean, so look, hold up. Trap music, look, T.I. came out with trap music when he came out with Trap Back Jumping.
Yeah, that's trap.
Everything that he said in that
that's
related
true. That's
to true. The topic when he's trying to get the trap back. The whole thing, he had a 10-minute video because it was like a movie. Now, these niggas come out. Come on, bro. You got...
Like I said, I don't think Future realized he was going to birth 20 kids.
But listen, Future...
You know what I'm saying?
Future,
like,
Future is... For me right now in this genre, Future right now is like the Nate Dogg of this shit. You can't even... Everybody...
Beyond Nate, son, he...
No, but I'm just saying, like...
He's literally the godfather of what niggas is doing right now.
Yeah,
son.
But these niggas just took it to... He ain't paying his head on crazy shit these niggas doing. These niggas coming out homo rappers.
No, that's drill rap.
That's gay.
That's hold up, hold up.
What they got
what you call it? Oh, drill rap. Oh, yeah, this ain't so loud. We over there doing stacks on deck. But that's the drill rap. You know, they got the drill rap, the young boys.
I ain't even know. See, like, I
six,
the,
nine,
the newest genre I knew
nine.
About
yeah,
was trap. Now, I'm guessing, I thought trap was like Migos. Like
Migos, honestly, like they dope.
Them kind of popped out.
The Migos,
they got their own staff.
They dope though.
You know what I mean?
They got their own staff.
Because like
they
you
actually
said,
dope.
They started their own genre. That's what hip hop was based off. You know what I'm saying? Creativity and being different. You know what I'm saying?
You know it's hip hop
competitive. You know what I'm saying? So
hip hop is
it ain't my
type
of rhyme. It ain't no.
It's having nice fat ass.
Wait, hold on. Hip hop. Because look, it's even that shit
talking about right now, who got right
Big
now
and all of that, I don't honestly think that was hip hop. That was gangster rap.
Who?
Like these was different genres.
What do you mean gangster rap? You talking about N.W.A. and all of them?
Yeah, right? Everything from them all the way up until a certain amount of people. Like all of that shit was gangster rap. That wasn't hip hop.
But now when Puff came,
hip hop was
gangster rap. Puff ain't introduced gangster rap. That,
I mean, they call it hip hop because they try to.
He had a whole over a decade. Puff. So that wasn't a gangster rap era. You got to understand that wasn't a gangster rap era because within that you got 93. You had Jay was just trying to come out. But Nas was already out. Live at the barbecue, you had Big out. You understand what I'm saying?
They was gangster rappers.
Was popping.
Look, in all different. Essence, they was gangster rappers.
But hold, you think Nas was a gangster rapper?
No.
He didn't even portray himself
that
to be
that
a
wasn't
wild
considered as gangster rap. That's not considered as gangster. Not even in the street.
He was conscious rap.
Man, if you're talking about drugs,
you had
drugs,
Lawrence Professor was still out.
Shooting guns, that's gangster rap.
Lawrence Professor was still out, bro. You had Brand New being still out.
That was hip hop.
But that still was in that genre. All right, that's hip hop. That's 93.
I mean,
Nice and Smooth was still out, bro.
Yeah, Nice and Smooth, but that was different.
That's all the same genre. How can you take? All right, look. Then is this chair different? So I gotta sit on half of this.
I don't know. Like, yeah, I mean,
so that's the whole fucking
thing. So then trap music ain't really different either. Then.
So what's saying, trap music?
So back to listen.
Trap music is all of the.
So back to what I'm saying.
The panda and all of that and all of them type. All of those type of songs.
That's not trap. That's a trap beat. That's not trap music.
Look, that's what they're calling it.
No, that's not trap music, man.
Look. If I put on trap music right now, that's the type of shit that's gonna come up.
That's a bunch of niggas that liked a bunch of other niggas, right? And ain't wanna tell them that they was gay and rolled and jumped on a bandwagon and took they shit and went with it. And I respect them for it. That's what you're doing. I'm not running with actually, niggas shit.
Snoop called it biting.
When you got niggas in the industry,
but that's what it is.
When you got niggas in the industry, that's it. Yo,
biting for you.
Yo, listen, let me tell you something. When this nigga did this panda shit,
panda.
Nobody knew who the fuck this nigga was, bro. Nobody.
Everybody thought it
was
Future.
They thought it was Future. So, what the fuck you call that? If that ain't fucking biting, Sean came out looking like. It sounded like Biggie, and they shined down for the shit, bro.
Nah, but Sean didn't.
But y'all gonna
like
just
Biggie
accept
though.
This
you
nigga?
Really that's not him. He just sounded like his voice.
That's like being in the street. That's like being in the street and a nigga say, "Yo,
that's
I know
different.
That nigga told
that Sean shit.
Home.
That Sean shit
like,
was different.
Yo, what's up, my nigga? Get the fuck out of here, nigga. You's a rat."
That Sean shit was different. Right, Sean didn't rhyme like Big. He didn't deliver his raps like Big.
He sounded like Big.
Hold up.
He can rap.
Time out. When rap first started, niggas wasn't biting on each other's shit. If you bit off another nigga's shit, you got dissed.
But that's
right or wrong. You got dissed. So this shit that's coming out now, they think it's
and that's called hip hop.
Yeah, I don't respect that. I don't.
Yo, Pop.
What?
I hear what you're saying, right? But bruh's been doing that from the beginning to... Look.
You still swearing for it, though.
Look at 50 and Ja.
50, what about 50?
No, 50 was battling each other. They wasn't biting off each other.
You think 50 took
they both got
down?
The same type of style. They was no, both singing
no.
the hooks
no.
and rapping.
No, no.
Just Ja sound. They had different voices.
No.
But it was the same style.
Nah, bro.
No.
They had a whole different
style.
Nah, it was a whole different style. But DMX had an issue with Ja as far as
yeah, but
Ja sounded more like DMX.
But what I'm saying is it was all the same shit. Where like niggas was singing hooks and rapping.
That DMX used to complain about Ja Rule's style being similar to his in his own conscious mind. Not the necessary.
Yeah, but wait, there's another kid for what was from Onyx or something that was doing all that shit before DMX.
And this is what I'm trying to say. It's all relative like that.
Hip hop is the evolution of rap. You know what I'm saying? Rap was when you copied or
no, wait a minute, but hip hop ain't just rap.
No, this is what I'm
trying not to even look over
there. It's the evolution when I say about gangster rap, you think about country rap.
That shit about to explode.
How it came along in progress from Radio Raheem and Grandmaster Flash and Furious Tribe and Big Daddy Kane. You know, Salute.
He getting views
though.
Are y'all listening to this young man over here?
But at the same time, you gotta really, really pay attention to the time era and when they was doing what they was doing. Hip hop came along to where now you got innovation, where it's not so much biting or whatever the case might be. You got people that were biting.
When you play five songs and they sound the same, you don't know which artist is which.
Now you start going, you got a lot of DJs and producers, you know, that get accustomed to a sound. So when you hear MC talk about, oh, I ain't put my album on this record out because it wasn't the time yet of the sound, because now you got sound skin. And it's not just radio plays no more. So now it's a certain sound that was in.
And remember when the South came in, they were like, oh, nigga, New York,
oh, that dirty South music.
Dead and all that. You know what I'm saying? They took their way. So it's genres. It's the era of the genres. The young niggas just pay. I respect it. It ain't my kind of rap, but I respect it. They got the drill music. You got to pay attention.
The only thing I respect about that rap, is that they making money.
That's what I'm saying. I respect that they did something, you know what I'm saying?
But as far as the creativity, the uniqueness of your sound.
There's a lack thereof.
But you know what, look.
Acceptance of what's real and what's...
All right, look, hold on. Wait, though, Pop. This is what I'm saying. I'm not saying to us, because that was our era. Ja Rule and 50 definitely sounded different. But what I'm saying is to these cats who got their own genre,
yeah,
and they think that they should sound different when it all sounds relative to us.
Because we did that.
Yeah. It sounds relative to us. When they hear that shit, they like, it all sounds the same.
Well,
like that little cat, that young bruh with that was saying that Tupac was whack and Big was whack and all that. But it's not even a lack of respect.
That is a lack of respect.
Come on, like, look. How many times when you was a kid and your pops was playing some old shit that you was like, yo,
but you ain't talking the same essence. Nah, you ain't say that out loud like that. You talking the same essence like that.
It was a little different. ACS if you spank your kid now.
Yeah, no, they're
so different now. So the kids can speak out.
Hold on, somebody take this, cause I'm gonna check on my granddaughter. She too quiet up in there.
So we put that on pause. We got the editing on that right now.
Yeah, I'm about to just cut it off right now.
You all right? Yeah. I want some of that fried chicken.
Oh, you want some chicken? You want some
chicken? All right, chicken bread. Perfect.
Y'all gotta eat in the kitchen, man.